Welcome back to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the tech that's shaping our future. I'm Alex, and with me, as always, is the ever-curious, ever-funny Jamie.
Thanks, Alex, and hello, tech enthusiasts. I'm ready to get nerdy. What's on the agenda today?
Today, we're tackling a topic that's both a headache and a fascination for AI developers: retrieval augmented generation systems, or RAG for short. We're talking about why they fail and how to fix them.
RAG. Sounds like something you'd use to clean up a mess, not make one. So, what's the deal with these systems?
Well, Jamie, RAG systems are like the bridge between a traditional large language model's knowledge and the vast sea of information out there. They pull in relevant data on the fly to generate more accurate and up-to-date responses.
Ah, so it's like having a super smart friend who can instantly Google stuff to win an argument.
Exactly. But sometimes, this friend gets a bit confused. Issues like poor indexing or grabbing the wrong chunks of information can lead to totally irrelevant, or even worse, hallucinated answers.
Hallucinated? Are we sure this AI isn't attending some wild virtual parties?
You might say that. Hallucination in AI is when the model starts making up facts or details, kind of like inventing stories. It's a big problem because it can lead to misinformation.
Got it. So how do we stop our AI from going on these fictional tangents?
First step is diagnosing the problem. It could be a retrieval failure, like grabbing outdated info because the system wasn't updated with the latest data, or an embedding mismatch where the model just can't align the query with the right information.
Ah, so if I asked for the latest on Mars missions, I don't want it quoting a space opera.
Exactly. And to fix that, developers might need to rebuild their indexes with updated documents or tweak how they chunk information to ensure it's both relevant and easy to digest for the AI.
This sounds incredibly complex. How do you even start to troubleshoot something that sounds like you need a PhD in AI brain surgery?
Well, it starts with some basic steps, like making sure your AI's library of information is well organized. Imagine if you threw all your books on the floor instead of arranging them neatly on shelves.
My room's current state notwithstanding, I see your point. Organization is key.
And from there, it's about continual monitoring and tweaking, using tools and tests to ensure the AI is pulling the right info and staying on topic, plus regular updates to keep the information fresh and relevant.
Sounds like a full-time job. I guess AI really hasn't taken over everything yet.
Not yet. But by understanding these failures and how to address them, developers can significantly improve their RAG systems. It's about building trust and reliability in AI, one fix at a time.
Trust in AI. Now, that's a topic for another day. Before we wrap up, any final nuggets of wisdom for our tech enthusiasts?
Keep learning, stay curious, and don't be afraid to dive into the technical weeds. The future of AI is fascinating, and it's all about solving these kinds of puzzles.
Well said, Alex. And with that, we're closing the book on today's episode of Nerd Level Tech AI Cast.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives into the world of technology. Until next time, keep those neurons firing.
Bye, everyone.